There's some activity by the perimeter fence. South side.
Maybe just a coincidence.
I'm not so sure it is, you know.
Yeah.
If I'm not mistaken, that there is the young and pretty Polly Williams, that journo. Remember the one who came up to the laughing dog earlier?
And having an astonishing effect on our Malcolm.
Looks like it.
Remember how his brain scan got overexcited by her?
The brain's love cluster.
He somehow sensed her at that distance. I wonder. Maybe, just maybe, we found our unwilling victim.
Project Raphael by Jenny Stevens. Episode 3.
Of course, sir. This conversation never happened. And thank you, sir.
Well?
The minister, he's agreed.
What?
We're allowed a code Archimedes. We can transfer someone with no questions asked. And this time, that someone won't want to die.
No.
Polly Williams is perfect.
She's not an agent.
She knows world politics. She's bright, up to date on new technologies.
You can't just kill her.
It's a transfer. Noblovsky are beating us. They've got a Revenant agent, and Scarpendale HQ is down the pan if we don't do something.
You'd kill her to save your job?
No. The world's a bad place right now, Evans. We're losing the fight to stop it getting worse.
Still, she's just a girl.
Years of work here, all lost. Raphael will have died in vain, and soon there'll be nothing, nothing to stop the Noblovsky colony. They'll all be at it soon, using plasma, rogue states, splinter groups.
That doesn't justify killing her.
The ends justify the means in a mean world. So you taught me.
That's the world of espionage, our world. Polly Williams isn't involved in that.
Oh, no? Firstly, she's involved with Malcolm Holmes. You saw their Xyron pathway, a steel cable between them.
Hardly her doing.
Secondly, look at the monitor. Can you see her? She's trying to break in here. Hacking through an MOD perimeter fence counts as involving yourself, don't you think?
Carpendale fence. I've not gone in yet, but I've cut through, so they must know I'm here.
Half of Ashby and Damore must know you're there with that alarm going off. It's piercing.
The bolt cutter set it off when I clipped through the fence. No one's coming, though. Where are they?
They're playing with you, Polly. Listen, I'm going to ring off. I'm going to swap phones. I'll be back in a minute.
Moira? Moira!
Agent Finch, are you there?
We're here, Malcolm.
I feel a bit uneasy.
Just relax. Are you still in contact with Raphael?
He's here. He's very wispy, though. What's that alarm?
Don't worry, it's nothing.
I don't feel very well.
He's picking up the girl's anxiety. Look at his brain scan.
I see it.
Agent Finch, are you there? I'm not very well.
I'll talk to him.
Go ahead.
We're here, Malcolm. You're safe.
I feel really peculiar. It's like flu.
You're tired, that's all. You've not slept, remember?
Yeah, I suppose.
What's Polly Williams up to?
She's prowling around just outside the fence. Okay, she's pushing at it now, trying to get the hole bigger.
Yes. Malcolm's picked that up. Look, his brain scan is sparking.
I know it sounds stupid, but I'm feeling a bit anxious. I'm a bit feverish.
He's locked onto her, even through layers of lead and radiated quartz.
Completely. She's anxious, it increases the iron flow. He feels what she feels.
So I'm right, aren't I, Evans? She's our way into Noblovsky. Her on the inside, Holmes on the outside. She could track their agent, even disable him. She could gather intelligence in the heart of the colony and be totally safe.
Because she'd be dead, you mean?
Yes. If we kill her, she couldn't die again.
I grant you that.
We'll get security control to knock off the alarm, entice her on sight. Then we'll heighten her emotional state before transfer.
Why do I not like the sound of that?
Hello?
Polly, it's me, Moira.
Oh, I thought you'd gone.
I just swapped my mobile so I can walk and talk. Have they picked you up yet?
No, I'm still outside the fence.
And I can hear the alarm still going.
I don't know what they're playing at. You'd have thought they'd have come running. Oh.
Is it stopped?
Yeah. Listen, I'm going to have to go through.
What?
Through the fence. I'm going to squeeze in. I just need to vent this.
Polly.
Well, they're clearly not coming for me, so I'd better go into them.
Polly, I'm not happy about this.
What is it with you? Were you never at Greenham?
Oh, that was different.
I'm going to find Malcolm for you.
Look, I'm on my way to the police station. They've got to help. Can't you just wait?
No. The police are in on it. We know that. Oh, this is really, really tight.
I don't like it. You're playing with fire.
Hello? Agent Finch? Evans, I can't breathe.
They're not listening to you. They have other fish to fry.
I'm being crushed.
They do evil.
It's like I'm squeezing through. It's so tight. I'm through. Oh, goodness.
I remember you, Malcolm Holmes.
You do?
I was alive. I tracked you, hid from you. But you see me now. Irony.
I want to get out. I don't feel good. I'm all anxious.
You feel what she feels.
Who?
A woman.
Polly. It's Polly, isn't it? Polly Williams.
You have a bond with her, and I have a bond with the other one. She who killed me. I understand, Agent Finch. I don't like what I can feel.
Okay, the journey's through the fence and into the grounds.
Now we watch her. We know spectral strength is determined by distress at point of death.
Don't tell me. You want to distress her before you kill her.
She needs to be hysterical. She's made it into the compound. Let her get a little deeper in. And then we get little Miss Polly Williams to fever pitch before a sudden and violent death. Security control, are you there?
What can I do for you?
Prepare the dogs.
The dogs? You sure?
Don't release them yet. I want her to hear them first.
Okay. You're the boss.
Terrify her. It's your fault.
No, it isn't.
She came to see you about Malcolm disappearing. You told her it's all about Scarpendale. You said that's where Malcolm is.
Mrs. Holmes, can you keep your voice down?
No, I can't. She's gone up there.
Look, come out here.
Hey, what are you doing?
Let's talk outside. Come on.
Hey, are you throwing me out?
No, I just don't want to be overheard. Mrs. Holmes, please listen. If they knew I'd mentioned Scarpendale to Polly, they'd have my guts for bootlaces.
Why?
Well, I don't understand it, but it's a big thing with them. She's gone up there, then?
I told you, she rang from her mobile and said she was at Scarpendale.
I didn't think she'd actually do it.
She said she was going to go in.
What, like breaking?
Yes! She'd cut through with the bolt cutters and there was an alarm going and it stopped. But when they didn't come for it, she said she was going in through the fence.
Right, come on, get in.
You what?
I'm going up there. You can come if you like.
Oh, you're a good man, PC Ahmed.
But you'll have to stay in the car, all right? Good. Shivering. Noises and I can't get Polly out of my head. She's swimming around. Are you there? Finch! Evans!
I can feel it. I know what they're doing.
Can you hear the dogs?
I won't let Finch do this. She did it to me. A transfer. My fault. For your country, Raphael. She said.
You're getting angry.
I feel rage.
That's great, Raphael. Rage some more. It's making you stronger.
I agreed. But not the girl. Not Polly Williams.
Well, what's Agent Finch going to do to her?
She will scare her. Then she will kill her.
What's going on in there?
Let's have a listen.
They can't! They can't do that! This is Britain!
Malcolm's getting more agitated.
Lose him, I can't hear myself think.
Are you there? You're listening to me!
How's Polly looking?
She can hear the dogs all right. That's why she's hiding in the bushes. Hang on, I'll zoom in a bit.
I see her. Let's get the alarm back on. Bit more disorientation for her. OK, that's worked her up a bit. The trick is not to let her settle. Get ready to release the dogs. They can finish her off.
I'd feel a bit more comfortable if you weren't enjoying this so much.
I'm not enjoying it.
No?
You normally complain that I show no emotion.
Normally you don't. I don't know which I prefer.
The tougher we are with her now, the stronger she'll be.
When she's dead?
There's a lot at stake, Evans. We need a viable revenant, and fast. No news on Noblovsky?
None today.
OK. But soon they'll have an agent active. Release the dogs before she gets a grip.
Security control?
Hearing you.
The Ice Maiden says release the dogs.
OK. Will do.
5 minutes!
Hurry! Hurry up, Myra!
The independence officer, bring the damn speed limit!
They're getting nearer!
No, we're on the moors, Polly! Can you get to the fence where you broke through?
I can't!
Well, try before the light goes completely!
I don't know which way it is!
No, we passed the laughing dog, we're nearly with you, just hang on!
I can't! They're gaining on me! Help! Oh, help!
I can hear Polly in my head! And the dogs, they're coming for her!
I acquiesced, but not her. You just jumped.
Help me, Raphael!
But not her. I know, Finch. I can read her every thought. Callous. For your country, Raphael. For freedom.
Can you hear the dogs?
The dogs. And the woman.
Help me!
Do something!
Finch, hound of hell, me, yes, I acquiesced, but not the woman. Every grubbing nook and infested cranny of your corrupted mind, Finch, cold as steel and lead in bile, I can see into you. You.
Me?
Yes, you, corporeal. Get out there and save that woman!
I can't! The doors are locked! This one, all of them, electromagnetically!
Electromagnetics be damned! Oh! Go! Get to her!
I can't see anything!
Go now!
All right, I'm going!
Fireworks.
Some spark it out. Blackout. The whole place. Oh, what's that?
Hang on!
Are you all right?
I'm a bit winded. You?
I think so.
What was it?
Some sort of huge electrical storm. Knock the car electrics out. Everything.
Oh, look. Scarpendale. It's pitch black.
My radio's out. Even my watch.
Are you there, Finch?
I'm here. What happened?
I don't know. But it's even taken out the emergency lighting. Hit the override generator button.
I can't see anything.
Above the control desk. Feel your way.
Okay.
It should have kicked in automatically. Can you find it?
Oh, this feels like it. Here goes. Nothing. Was it an earthquake?
No, sort of power surge. Shorted everything.
Oh, damn it, the doors!
What?
It'll have blasted all the door locks.
Malcolm! Malcolm! Yes, the door's open. The lock's hot. He's beaten us out of here. Come on, we'll take the steps.
They'll all be escaping.
It'll be blind spirit and speed out there. Come on, let's get onto the roof. We'll be able to see what's going on from there.
Okay.
It's this way. God, everything's blown apart. At least we don't have to fumble with keys and security cards. The doorway's here. Follow my voice.
Well, any longer, the dogs will have got the girl.
Polly! Polly!
Over here!
Where?
I'm here! Look up! Up the tree!
How'd you get up there?
Duck behind you! That's how I got up here.
See what you mean?
Why don't we go straight into the grounds?
The dogs are still out there. The roof's a better vantage point.
Oh, don't tell me this one's locked.
No, it's a crossbar.
It's getting dark.
All the lights are out.
There's someone in the town down there.
The girl, over in the trees.
Where?
About 20 metres in from the B-22 perimeter section.
I see her. She's not alone. That's Holmes, isn't it?
Whatever happens, we mustn't damage him.
Oi, security! Down there!
Is that you, Evans?
Call the dogs off!
What?
Get the handlers to get the dogs back!
Okay, your call! Get Harrison and call the dogs off!
Will do!
What a damn mess.
It's not over. Polly Williams must still be hysterical, and Holmes signed top-tier official secrets. We own him, remember?
They're calling them off.
Yeah, it looks like it.
I've not climbed a tree since junior.
No, I'm not sure I did it then. Look, what are you doing here, Polly?
I worked out that you were here.
Here?
Up at Scarpendale.
So you're my knight in shining armour.
Something like that.
Polly! Polly!
Here!
Have you found Malcolm?
I'm here, Mum.
Oh, thank goodness. We found the hole in the fence.
Make your way over here if you can. Hey, you'll be able to get through.
Come on. We can get down. Oh. The dogs have gone.
Okay.
Can you see them?
Just about. It's getting so dark. Four of them.
Four?
One's probably Malcolm's mother. Looks like they're heading for the Laughing Dog.
Not very clever.
It's the only building for about 3 miles. They've not got much option.
No.
Well, come on. This isn't infiltrating the Noblovsky colony, is it? Better get our skates on if we don't want to lose them.
Here you go.
They said the taxi will be about 15 minutes.
So we decided we needed a drink.
Oh, yes.
The less conspicuous that way. Well,
we should go in about 10 minutes. The less time in here, the better.
Well, cheers, everyone. Oh,
yeah.
Cheers.
Cheers. Yes, cheers. Oh.
Welcome back again. You must be Moira.
Yes. Yes, I am.
I'm Reggie Evans. Work as a relief landlord here sometimes.
You've come to take another look at the cellar.
Oh, thank you so much. Come on through.
Let me help you, Mrs. Holmes.
Look after these people's drinks, will you, Stephanie? We're having a little look at the cellar. We may be gone sometime. Now, don't trip, Officer...
Ahmed.
Officer Ahmed, we wouldn't want you coming to any harm by doing something silly.
Watch the steps, Mrs. Holmes.
This is outrageous.
Keep your girlfriend calm, Malcolm.
No, it's good. She's getting worked up.
How am I expected to react?
There's a lot to get angry about. We can do what we like with impunity.
Here we are.
It's the cellar with the ghost girl.
Now get in there before I shoot the geriatric.
Don't speak to my mother like that.
No, don't rise to it. It's what she wants. Okay. Now we get the journalist girl back up to fever pitch. Then we take her out.
Best get in the observation room.
Don't sit there.
Why not?
Bottles come flying down and smash about there.
This is where we came last night.
Polly says you saw someone.
Yes,
I saw someone.
A ghost. A little girl.
That's why they've put us in here.
Why?
Well, that woman said. She said it's good she's getting wound up about Polly.
Well, they want us wound up.
Well, Polly, for sure.
Well, why?
Did you hear that?
No. Is it the girl?
Hello? Hello?
You've bought some more friends. Hello, I'm Emily.
Can you see someone, Malcolm?
Who's she?
That's my mother.
Your mummy?
Yes.
I miss my mummy.
Oh. Don't cry, Emily.
Emily?
I've been here for years and years.
What's she saying?
She's been here for years and years.
Oh, poor little mite. Now, Emily?
Yes?
She says yes.
The naughty people want you to frighten us.
Do they?
Do they?
Yes. But you're a nice little girl, aren't you?
No, I'm not! I can be as naughty as I like, down
Emily.
Here.
Emily, don't do that. I understand that you're cross.
Cross by name and cross by nature.
Cross by name and cross by nature.
What did you say?
Cross by name and cross by nature.
Just stop it, will you?
What are you going to do? Arrest me?
Cross by name. Emily Cross. You're poor little Emily Cross, aren't you?
Do you know me?
Do you know me?
I know about you. 20 years ago, it must be.
What?
You used to play down here, didn't you?
I can't follow it. What's going on in there?
Seems like Moira Holmes knows who the little girl is.
What?
Your uncle ran the pub. It was your uncle, wasn't it?
Uncle Peter.
Uncle Peter.
Yeah, that rings a bell. And you went missing one Sunday afternoon. Emily Cross. Oh, they searched for days. It was all over the television. I remember they searched the moors for you.
Did they?
They did. Lots of people. Malcolm's dad went out. Emily! Echoing all over the moors, all over the town.
They look for me.
Everyone thought you must have been kidnapped. Then came the worst news of all. They found your little crumpled body under the barrels in the pub cellar. Oh, it was dreadful. You'd been trapped here, all alone.
It was ages before I knew I was dead.
It was ages before I knew I was dead.
They took my body out.
They took my body out.
But they left me here.
I knew then. That's awful.
But I hadn't been alone.
Hadn't you?
My friend Katie was here.
Playing.
Katie? Yes. We weren't meant to play down here.
Oh, out! All of you, out now.
Hang on.
Get them all out. What are you waiting for?
She was called Katie Finch.
She was called Katie Finch.
Out! Out!
When the barrels fell...
She left me here.
To die.
To die.
It wasn't like that. OK, you.
Me?
Yes, you. Dance. I'm throwing the bottles now.
Stop it. I do that.
What are you doing?
Get a worktop. Scared. Code Archimedes, we're allowed.
Stop this, Finch.
Take it easy, lady.
Watch it, I'll shoot you as well. Dance!
She did that. She did that to me, too.
What?
When we played here, Katie Finch taught me to throw bottles.
Katie Finch. You're Katie Finch.
That's it, Polly. Nice and anxious. Ripe for Project Raphael. Do you want to die?
No, I don't.
Good. Here goes.
All right. Stand back. Let me look. You've killed her.
I know.
She was going to shoot me.
It's her, isn't it?
Yes. It's her. It was Katie Finch.
Agent Catherine Finch.
Katie Finch. I remember her as well. Your little friend. She cried on television when you went missing.
She ran away when I got trapped. She said she'd get help, but she never came back.
She said you used to play together in the pub garden. I think she said she hadn't seen you that day. She waited by the swings all afternoon, but you never turned up.
She lied.
I was scared.
You should have told someone.
We weren't meant to play down here.
She's here. Finch.
That was quick.
You ran away. You said you'd get help, but you lied.
We'd have been in so much trouble.
I was.
I've lived with it ever since, every day.
I'll have to take you down to the station. Sorry. I mean, there's extenuating circumstances, I know. But you did just shoot her.
No. There's an allowance to kill her. Well, to kill a white female under 35 who didn't want to die.
What do you mean?
It'll be flagged. No investigation.
Evans, I'm not dead.
Play with me. It's been so lonely.
Evans.
I'm afraid you'll all have to sign the Official Secrets Act. After that, you'll be free to go.
And if we don't want to do that?
We can talk about that back at Scarpendale. You cannot sign it, but I don't really think you like that option. Come on.
I'll come back and visit you, Emily. I promise you.
Come on, Mrs. Holmes. Mind the glass.
I'm not very happy about the Official Secrets thing. What about my scoop?
So you can hear her?
Yes.
And she's strong enough to travel, to gather intelligence?
You laugh.
Well and truly.
It's how she knew this place was haunted. She found it as a test site, you know?
Makes sense.
Finch, can you hear me?
I'm not dead.
She can hear you.
You need to be ready for the Noblovsky mission, Finch.
Stop this, will you?
You didn't want to die. You're a white female under 35, overexcited at the point of your unexpected death.
And you're not hear me.
You know much more about it all than the journalist. Project Raphael lives. And you're still needed, Agent Holmes.
Well, I'm not sure.
You've got no option. Come on. We'll be back, Finch.
I'm not really sure that I want to be involved.
Tough.
Don't go. What are you doing?
Look what I can do, Katie. Catch.
Stop it.
Play with me.
Evans.
In the final episode of Project Raphael by Jenny Stevens, Agent Finch was played by Deborah McAndrew, Agent Evans by Aneurin Hughes, Malcolm by Dan Hagley, Polly by Emily Chenery, and Moira by Sunny Ormond. Saikat Ahmed played PC Ahmed, Sophie Samuda, Emily Cross, and John Flitcroft, Agent Raphael. Project Raphael was directed in Birmingham by Peter Leslie Wilde.